Now, there are just a few shopping days left till Christmas, and no doubt many of you are desperately running around the shops trying to do the last of your Christmas shopping. This year, Czechs are borrowing more than ever to buy presents for their nearest and dearest. According to some figures, Czechs will borrow an incredible 415 billion crowns from banks alone. Rob Cameron joins me in the studio now. Rob, that sounds like an outlandish amount of money.
It does sound a lot, yes. The estimates are that Czechs will owe 415 billion crowns, which is something over 17 billion US dollars, to banks alone. But the total figure for consumer debt could be hundreds of billions of crowns higher, because they don't include loans given by lending houses, and there's no total data for those types of loans.
So either way, we're talking about a serious amount of money.
Well, certainly in percentage terms it is. Household debt in the Czech Republic has been growing by something like 30% each year and has doubled since the year 2000. Now, it does sound a lot, but economists say that if you compare the figures with the rest of Europe, they're not very much at all. Earlier I spoke to David Marek, who's the chief economist at Patria Finance.
I think that the discussion about indebtedness of Czech households is somewhat misleading. It's natural that it's still rising, because we began at a very low level of indebtedness. However, the current level of household debt is so low compared to other European Union countries or USA, for example, that we shouldn't be worried about development of indebtedness in the Czech economy.
But from what I've been reading, Rob, it sounds like there are fears that some Czechs could get a bit out of their depths in debts.
Indeed, according to some estimates, up to a seventh of Czech households have problems paying back those loans. And obviously, with more and more people borrowing money, the figure is expected to rise even further. But it should be pointed out that not all economists agree with this estimate. They say the true figure is more like 10%, and they point out that this is actually normal in most European countries.
So, in the end, there's nothing to worry about.
Well, not if you listen to the economists, no, but perhaps sociologists and psychologists would beg to differ. That consumerism does seem to be the new religion in this country. Just take a walk down any street in the centre of Prague to confirm that. The shops are as full of new mobile phones and MP3 players, plasma TVs, as they are anywhere else in the world. And some people are worried that the social pressures in the Czech Republic to keep up with this trend are actually damaging the fabric of society. There are even concerns that the significant rise in mental health problems such as depression are linked with this trend. Doctors and psychiatrists say that more and more people say they can't cope with the pressures of modern society. And chief among these worries are financial problems and especially debt.
One thing, Rob, you couldn't possibly lend us a tenner.
Actually, Brady, can't Ian, it's Christmas.
Just joking, but let's carry on with the programme.